The inauguration coming up at the end of the week takes a lot of planning. No one takes it more seriously than the staff at Fort Myer in Rosslyn. The command spent years preparing for the ceremony and security for January 20th. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni spoke with Major General Bradley Becker, commander of Joint Force Headquarters, National Capital Region, about what his service members do for the presidential change in command.
The military has been supporting presidential inauguration since 1789, when the Army and militia escorted President George Washington to Federal Hall in New York City. So for 228 years, coming up here in 2017, the military will have been supporting presidential inaugurations. And so our role in that is predominantly ceremonial. We'll have about 5,000 service members, not just Army, but service members, supporting the presidential inauguration, both on the street cordon along Pennsylvania Avenue, 1,500 soldiers lining the street in their ceremonial uniforms, soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardmen, all services. We'll have several thousand in the parade itself, leading each one of the divisions down Pennsylvania Avenue during the parade. We'll have service members supporting the swearing-in ceremony. We'll have a presidential salute battery. We'll have ushers, military assistants. So we've got, throughout the inauguration, about 5,000 service members supporting ceremonially. We also have a smaller number supporting on the security side, like we do for any national special security event, where we provide some very unique Department of Defense capabilities to the U.S. Secret Service and the U.S. Capitol Police. In this case, things like explosive ordnance disposal teams and explosive dog detection teams to help clear routes and make sure that everything is safe. No law enforcement missions, just purely on the security side and in support of the Secret Service and U.S. Capitol Police.
Wow. I'm sure going into that and preparing for that is a lot of work, and I know you can't give away too many secrets, but you know, how do you prepare for an event like that with that many people?
It is a lot of work. First I would tell you we have a great team here in the National Capital Region, from the Secret Service to the FBI to the Capitol Police and Park Police and Metropolitan Police, a really, really cohesive team, because it really is a team effort. It's not just one organization. And we get to do this together here in the National Capital Region quite a bit. For the Pope's visit, we stood up as a national special security event, so our joint task force stood up for the Nuclear Security Summit, for the State of the Union address. So we do this regularly with our interagency partners and provide support to them. But we started the planning for the inauguration, for this inauguration, really about 3.5 years ago, just after the last inauguration. We start the initial planning, and then about 8 months ago, we started the detailed planning for this inauguration, knowing that there were some things we just wouldn't know because we didn't have a president-elect yet, and there will be certain things that president-elect will want to shape regarding the opening ceremony, the parade itself, the inaugural balls. But the standard framework for the inauguration, there's a lot of historical precedent. So we've been in pretty detailed planning with all of our interagency partners for about 8 months. And then since the Presidential Inauguration Committee stood up in November, we've been in very detailed planning with them as well. And it's very, very busy time. We've brought in several hundred additional members of our own staff to be able to help us in that planning effort day to day to make sure that we're ready on January 20th.
Right. Now, what kind of differences are there compared to 4 years ago? You said you started pretty much almost after the last inauguration, but certainly, you know, this president has a little more contentious fan base than most previous presidents have. So, you know, how are you preparing for that and considering how this president is a little bit different than others?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the initial planning was based on previous inaugurations as far as the type of events you would expect from an opening ceremony of some sort on 19 January, but again, not knowing, you know, each president wants to do it a little bit differently, to the swearing-in ceremony at the Capitol, which is the only thing that's really required for that peaceful transfer of powers, the swearing-in ceremony, to the parade. So we started with what a standard inauguration looked like, and, you know, I was not here for 2009, but a very, very large crowd, not initially contentious, but a large crowd, you know, well over 1 million people, smaller crowd in 2013, expecting right now, and this is really a question for our law enforcement and the city, you know, district, the size of the crowd. We're not really sure. They're using the number of 800,000 as a planning factor for the size of the crowd. But our law enforcement partners, again, from the Metropolitan Police to the Park Police and the Capitol Police, they're well prepared for potential protests and people wanting to exercise their First Amendment rights, which they're certainly, you know, that's part of what makes this country great is the ability to go out and express your views in a peaceful manner. So our law enforcement partners are prepared for that. They've brought in some additional law enforcement in case it's needed. But it doesn't really change the overall look of the inauguration. I mean, we're not doing anything differently in that respect. And we will, as the Joint Task Force National Cap Region, shape the parade the way President-elect Trump wants the parade to look. And we will shape it in that way. But for the most part, I at this point, I don't see anything drastically different from previous inaugurations.
Well, that's good news. I wanted to ask, you're one of the few bases that still have horses on base. Do they play any kind of role in the inauguration?
Absolutely. So we do have the only caissons in all the services. So anytime there is a full honors funeral in Arlington National Cemetery, you know, if it's a Navy funeral, it will have the Navy honor guard and Navy chaplain, but it will have the Army caissons that move the casket to their final resting place. Whenever there's a state funeral, it's the Army caissons because we're the only ones that have them. And those horses will participate in the inaugural parade. And it's really neat. I mean, I'd strongly encourage folks, if they haven't been to Fort Myer and gone to see the caissons platoon, we do tours during the week and they can come over and see the horses and the soldiers that ride them and prepare their own equipment and the horseshoes, and they do everything. It's really pretty neat.
Yeah, I've been out there. It's really cool, and the guys that take care of those horses are really hard workers too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, last question for you, General. Inauguration obviously isn't the only thing that you do. What do you have in plan for Fort Myer in the next 6 months to a year? You know, what other kind of things are you working on?
We stay busy year-round, so we'll have the inauguration on January 20th, and then in February, we are planning for a presidential address to the joint sessions of Congress. Normally, we have the State of the Union address, but it's normal following an inauguration for a president to address Congress. So that's a big event for us. Again, from a security standpoint, we'll stand up as a joint task force to support the U.S. Secret Service. Then we have our day-to-day missions that keep us really busy. We do almost 30 funerals a day in Arlington National Cemetery, so a large number of our soldiers are committed to honoring our fallen heroes there in Arlington National Cemetery. We guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, which is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week mission. Our Army Band does 6,000 missions a year, some small elements, some larger elements, so they're busy every day supporting outreach here in the National Capital Region, supporting funerals. So we'll stay extremely busy just doing our day-to-day mission, and then, like I said, at some point the president will start having state arrivals, which, you know, whenever we get a state arrival here in the National Capital Region, our soldiers support that. So we'll be back into our normal battle rhythm of supporting all that we do here in our nation's capital.
That's Major General Bradley Becker, commander of the Joint Force Headquarters National Capital Region, speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni. We've got this and much more inauguration and transition coverage at federalnewsradio.com.